The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Joyous light of glory, praise and thank you, O God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that you have enlightened us by revealing the light that never fades. Night has fallen, and day's allotted span draws to a close. The daylight which you created for our pleasure has fully satisfied us. And yet, of your free gift, now the evening lights do not fail us. We praise you and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him be glory, honor, and power to you and the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let this sea resound and all that is in it, the world and all who live in it. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth.
From Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
reading from Luke. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
A reading from Luke. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
Cheers.
It is written in Haggai chapter 2 that God says, I will move the heavens and the earth when he will come whom all people desire. This has been fulfilled today for the heavens, that is, the angels who are in heaven and who were praising God with their song. And the earth, that is, the people on earth, were moved.
Reading from Luke, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. How could God have demonstrated more pleasantly that he is gracious to all those who are lowly and despised on earth than by this lowly birth from which the angels derive joy and which he reveals to none but the poor shepherds?
From Luke, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God on the highest and on earth, peace among those whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now what sort of honor is it that all the angels in heaven cannot contain themselves for joy, that they burst forth giving poor shepherds in the field a chance to hear them, that they preach, praise, sing, and pour out their joy beyond measure?
Can the joy and honor of all the people in Bethlehem, indeed that all the kings and lords of the earth be compared to this joy and honor?
reading from Luke. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made us know to us." And they went to haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. This is the word of the Lord.
This faith persists in both life and death, even as in hell and heaven, and nothing can overthrow it, for it rests on the word alone, without regard to any person. These shepherds also had such a faith, for they agree, and they adhere to the word so much that they forget the angels who told it to them.
They do not say, "Let us go and see the story which the angels have told us, but which the Lord has told us." The angels are quickly forgotten, and only the word of God redeems.
Thank you. And when they saw it, they made known the saying they had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told.
Let us pray. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen.